For nearly 30 years, people from around the world trekked to the bus to connect with the spirit of Chris McCandless, the young but troubled adventurer who starved to death while trying to live off the land west of the park's highway. The crux of the hike was crossing the glacial Teklanika River, an obstacle that claimed the lives of two hikers in 2010 and 2019. While removing the bus from its remote setting lessens the draw of people trying to reach the site of McCandless' camp, there's still the question of where to put the rusty old public transit bus now. Long abandoned on state land, by default, the bus belongs to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and Agency Communications Director Dan Sadler says the DNR has a list of criteria for its future display.
To make sure that it was preserved safely, that its ultimate disposition respected the integrity of the people that had died and been injured, that it would be minimizing the financial impacts to the state, that it would be legally defensible, and that we could provide access that was safe and secure and widely available.
Despite not posting the bus for sale or requesting proposals for its display, Sadler says there's been a lot of interest both within and outside the state. He says the bus was originally dragged out the Stampede Trail over half a century ago to house a construction crew and afterwards became a campsite for backcountry travelers, eventually getting international attention when Chris McCandless' story was popularized by the Into the Wild book and movie. Sadler says the bus's diverse history has garnered a lot of interest in its future.
We had a relative of a relative of someone who was responsible for getting the bus put out for the UTAN construction company originally. We had people that down south who had basically entertainment museums of items, Steve McQueen's motorcycle, and thought that the Into the Wild bus would be a good addition. Our goal was to make sure that we preserved the integrity and dignity of the bus, did not allow individuals to profit from this that would be respectful and not publicize it for a personal gain.
Sadler says that led the state to settle on a University of Alaska museum proposal. Museum director Pat Druckenmiller says he and other staff immediately took notice when news broke about the bus being removed from the wilderness.
Kind of piqued our interest because really our museum is one of the few state repositories for historic objects here in Alaska, and we're the only one, in fact, here in interior Alaska, so it seemed like kind of an obvious fit.
Druckenmiller says the museum is still in the early planning stage, but the project will likely involve stabilizing the bus, which is in very rough condition, and eventually displaying it in a secure outdoor setting on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus.
Probably put some type of a covering over it, you know, open on the side so it's easily visible, but something that would prevent it from further degrading.
Druckenmiller says the exhibit will include interpretive signs about the bus's history and also incorporate the broad range of perspectives on the McCandless story. He says Chris McCandless' sister, Corrine, who wrote a book about her brother, will have input on the project.
Because certainly she's one of the people that we want to have involved in this, you know, in this discussion about how to best present the bus publicly and do it in a respectful manner.
Druckenmiller says the museum plans to put together an advisory board to guide the bus project. The museum and state must still craft a memorandum of understanding for the deal to be finalized. Druckenmiller says the bus is expected to be transported to Fairbanks this fall, but that it will likely be a year or two before it goes on public display. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.